Hi, I'm Anna Martin and welcome to the Flex podcast. Today I want to talk about if you feel like maybe you're a bit all or nothing with your training, with your looking after yourself. So currently obviously working on my challenge with my GIST clients and talking to my one-to-ones, and I think sometimes we can think that everyone else's health and fitness is going really well, that they're training injury free, that they can always fit it in, that everything always goes their way. And obviously for some people that might be true, but it will be a really small percentage of folk. People get injured, they get busy with life, stuff happens. And the thing that makes a difference to people is that they don't just let everything else go because one thing is happening. So it's more about trying to build some habits and consistency that you can keep going over time. So for example, our bodies aren't perfect. They've been through life. They've had experiences. You might have been injured before. They've got older, all of the stuff. And despite the fact that we're doing rehab, we've done the stuff that we're supposed to do, we might be a bit more prone to injury. And I definitely am. Like, obviously, you guys know I've got scoliosis. I've had it since I was 13, or before that, probably 9, but found out 13. And I do all my rehab. I train. I try to do everything right by my back. Don't sit still for too long. Don't stand up for too long. Try to vary my position, all that kind of stuff. But the fact is, I still have scoliosis. It isn't going anywhere. I am more prone to backache and my glutes being dodgy. I've got one dodgy hip, then therefore, you know, sometimes I get knee pain. Like, stuff happens. But if I let that, every time it happens, get on my tits to the point where I can't do the other stuff or don't focus on my nutrition or moving, I'd literally never get anything done because there's always something on me that's aching a little bit. And a lot of other people have not dissimilar bodies, or maybe they've got an injury that flares up from time to time. And sometimes we can be a bit down on ourselves because, well, I'm injured, so there's no point me doing anything. But sometimes when you get a bit of like a group perspective, like you talk to other people, you train around other people, you do my online challenge, whatever it is, you know, you notice and you find out that other people are also working around many things to do with their bodies. Maybe they've got a new job. Maybe they've got a new family responsibility that takes up more time. But we have to remind ourselves that we haven't failed because we can't do exactly what we did before. Maybe we'll be able to do it again. But right now, whatever it was we were doing before isn't possible for us because of things, some stuff that's happened, whatever it might be. But we can't go through life expecting it to stay the same all the time. We never have this perfect situation where our schedules worked out great. We've never got an injury. We always feel full of energy. We're never tired. That doesn't happen. So what can we do around this to kind of make things still feel like they're moving forward? And that is adaptation. We do what we can with what we have at that time. So say, for example, you're currently struggling with a lower body injury. Obviously, you're going to go and see someone, and obviously you're going to try to do your rehab. Maybe they ask you to rest a bit. Maybe they don't. Maybe they give you some exercises to do, whatever it is. But for the most part, if we've got an injury in our lower body, and I'm not talking about every single injury, but for, you know, like general niggles and stuff, we can still do other stuff. So we might still be able to do walking, even if we can't jump around. We might be able to train our upper body, even though we can't train our lower body or can't train it at the same intensity. So we can still train, we can still do things. We can still focus on our nutrition, on our mindset, on our stress, on our sleep, on our self-care. We can still work towards something and we can still chip away at things, even though one part of what we're going through might not be optimal. And the fact is, when you're a normal person and you've got normal commitments and normal stuff going on, it's not always, and it's probably never going to be optimal, the stuff that we're doing, because we're not athletes, we're not getting paid to do it, we haven't got a physio on hand 24/7. So it might be that what we're doing is never optimal, and that's kind of the point, because we're we all need to work around stuff to get to the point that we want to be at, or close to where we want to be at. Maybe you've got an issue with your time commitments at the moment and you're struggling to get somewhere to do something. That happens. Yes, we want to try to find the time to look on ourselves, because it is good for our mental and physical health, which makes us better for other people. But also sometimes we have to adapt, and it might be that we're not able to get to the gym. We've got too much on, just can't get there. But instead we can do like small bursts of workouts at home, like literally dropping and doing 10 press-ups or waiting for the kettle to boil. Literally just doing our rehab or stuff that we know makes a difference to how we feel and move at home, whilst we're watching the TV quickly for that tiny moment of de-stress, or we're waiting a minute to get on a Zoom call so we can do something. But alongside that, we can still work on our nutrition, our step count, mindset, stress levels, nutrition, all the stuff that we talked about before. We might be able to do different forms of resistance training around an injury, around our time commitments. We might be able to do different forms of cardio. So perhaps we can't go for the run that we wanted to go for because we can't fit it in, or it's too hot, or whatever. We might be able to do a different form of cardio that comes in, like a bit lower impact if it's around an injury, or, you know, something. So it's being flexible, being able to adapt, and being able to acknowledge that there is literally no one you know, unless you know someone who's, you know, genetically gifted and an athlete or whatever, but almost no one you know is having the optimal amount of everything. Most of us, or some of us anyway, definitely including myself, are doing stupid stuff on the weekend, like going out a bit much or whatever. We're all doing things, but just because we're doing that doesn't mean the other stuff isn't happening. And I think it's really key, because I don't want anyone to ever feel like it's all right for someone else. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I acknowledge it's much easier for me to train at the gym because I'm there for work. So I can just tag it on and fit it in and schedule around it so that I can still fit my workout in. So I do realise that part of it is easier for me. But the rest of it, trying to eat well, I like going out a lot. I like socialising a lot. I obviously have scoliosis, so I have to work around that constantly. So there are other things that I'm still working around to try to make things better for me. And just because I'm not 100% perfect all the time doesn't mean what I'm doing isn't worth it. It doesn't mean that just because I went out on the Saturday and had a skimful, which I did, it doesn't mean therefore that Sunday was a write-off, because I still did some cardio, still got my steps in, I ate well all day, still did, you know, decent stuff for my body, but I also just had a nice time on Saturday. And that's not me advertising or advocating for the fact that you need to drink alcohol, by the way, because we all know we shouldn't. But what I'm saying is, not all of our life choices are the most perfect or the most optimal. The way our body works isn't necessarily perfect nor optimal. And our timetable and the commitments we have are not necessarily perfect nor optimal. But we do what we can with what we have. And there is no reason why you can't still move forward despite the fact that you need to work around other stuff. So I'm very husky, which is partly because I had 3 hours sleep on Saturday. So I should imagine that has contributed very much to the huskiness. But yeah, anyway, we all do stuff. We all have lives. We all have other things we need to do. But please never feel like you're the only person that isn't doing the most perfect stuff. That's not the case. Just everything else can still be done, despite the fact that you may not be able to do one or two things. And when you are working around an injury, please know that I understand it's frustrating, and I understand it is not fun to not be able to do all of the things you want to do. I get it, believe me. But sometimes we've got to roll with the punches, and sometimes we just are literally doing the things that we can, the rehab we've been told to do, whilst we think, actually, what are the other things that I can do? Like, I can't think of anything worse, actually, personally, than doing HIIT. Some of you love it, which I totally get. But I also can't do it anymore. I can't do all that high impact stuff. Sometimes dance fitness is enough to make my back want to have a fit. So the thought of doing like tuck jumps and burpees and that kind of thing, my back doesn't want to do it. To be quite honest, neither do I. I mean, you might love it, so please don't take that as a thing for me saying don't do it, because if you love it, you love it. We all like different things. But that doesn't mean that because I can't do something that I used to do, that doesn't mean that therefore I need to stop. And sometimes there's like a bit of balance with it as well. Like, yes, sometimes after I've taught dance fitness, yes, parts of me ache more. But the parts of me that ache more, it's not to a point where the thing before has ruined my week. It's normally like a transient thing where it's just happened and I need to kind of crack on with other stuff. I know that the discomfort that I'm in is going to dissipate over a day. It's fine. Like, I can deal with it. Because otherwise, if I stop doing that, then I know that I'm not going to be happy. So it's the you know, you having to constantly balance and see what it is. Does the benefits outweigh the negatives for you? And for me, most of the time, just because I'm in a bit of discomfort, the benefits of it with my cardiovascular health, with my step count, with my stress relief, with my mental health, all of those things massively outweigh the fact that I might be aching a bit for a day. And you know if something is worth it for you or not. But if you are injured at the moment, just know that we've all been there. It is shit and it is annoying when something comes back over and over again. But it is always, always worth trying to still look after your body in other ways and around the injury that you have. So obviously do what you're told with your rehab and by the person who's in charge of your rehab. So listen to them, do what they say. But also know that, you know, things do get better. Sometimes we do have to work through it a little bit to get to a point where we want to be. But there's other stuff you can do. And just keep that in mind and help you keep a bit of focus. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking. I wanted this to be quite short and sweet. And apologies for not being on it for a couple of weeks. Had a holiday and I had quite a big project I was working on from work, so I just couldn't fit it in. But I will be back talking as often as possible, at least once a week, to try to keep you going with your fitness journey and remind you that it's always, always worth looking after yourself, whatever point of the journey you're at the moment. Right, catch you soon. Have a fantastic day.